flawed. That is not the kind of vision that I'm talking about. But ladies, if they are following God's mandate and God has given them some insights to some particular visions, well, don't block that vision. Now let's talk about what he needs to do. Since we've spent the last two times on what she needs to do, we're going to take about the last 15 minutes and we're going to talk about what the man needs to do. Now, the first thing, brothers, is you've got to tell the truth. A woman don't want a dude that's going to lie to her. If she asks you, are you currently involved or seeing or thinking about being with anybody else, tell the truth. If you're not, she says, no, darling, I'm not. Lucy asked me that a couple of times, especially after she got very, very ill. And I would go driving Sunday night after night service because I just wanted to ride and be with her, and she wouldn't. And she thought that I was meeting up with somebody. Are you with anybody? No. Tell the truth. I recall we would go to dinner in Westwood. Westwood is the university community of UCLA and in the west side of Los Angeles. They had the better restaurants down there, movie theaters and whatnot. And Lucy used to love going to the movies, so I would take her to the movies. This was after she was ill. And she would be crossing the street, and she was only about 4'11", and I'm 5'9". And she was walking very slow because she had a couple of strokes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So it would take her a while to cross the street. She would be out of breath sometimes when crossing the street. And I would park as close as I could to the restaurant. But sometimes she would like to walk with me. We were crossing a boulevard one night, and some students in Westwood came up, and my wife was crossing the street, and they blew the horn and was saying, hurry up. Oh, why did they do that? Why? And I'm walking right next to her, and my body was facing the car, that if the car hit anybody, it would hit me first. And I walked over to the young man, and I said, as Lucy continued to walk, I said, that's my wife. And tears came in my eyes. And I said, please, don't ever, ever intimidate her. Oh, sir, I'm sorry. I said, please don't ever do that. See, I was ready to go down in the middle of the street for my little old crippled woman. Brethren, be honest. Honesty is at the top of the ladies' list, gentlemen. They want you, brothers, to be honest. Brothers, what you have to do is you've got to be sensitive on personal subjects. Too many of you are telling your women, you're too fat. I don't like a fat woman. You need to lose that fat. You need to lose some weight. You need to be sensitive, man. After she's had them babies and all them stretch marks and everything else, you going to work every day, you staying slim and everything because you can barely eat. The kids eating you out of house and home. She's at home trying to manage the kids in some ways, homeschooling them, doing all that work. You need to be sensitive. She's not looking like the 18 or 19-year-old woman that you met. She's filling out. And people do that when they get older. Now, some older people look very well because you've seen them on television. They're running together, jogging together, taking Viagra together, or whatever they're doing. And it doesn't necessarily mean that your wife is going to do that. So be sensitive on personal subjects such as her body weight and her lack of exercise and the kind of foods that she eats. If she eats like that, it may be because she's nervous about something. You have to be sensitive to that. You have to know your woman. Also, guys, if you're not real, nothing happens within the relationship. You've got to be real with her. And stop trying to be, like I said, like the other evangelicals on the radio. Well, Dr. Swindoll said, stop it. You ain't real. You not Chuck Swindoll, fool. Be real with your wife. Lucy loved me because I was, you know what? My wife was always laughing. Sometimes she was laughing at me. And that was a wonderful thing. I make women laugh. I was talking with a woman a number of months ago. And one of the things that she told me is she says, you really make me laugh, John. She says, other men don't make me laugh. You're the first man that made me. I make women laugh. Why? Because I'm real. Because if I'm not real with a woman, ain't nothing going to happen. Guys, you got to be real. And you can't be walking around here. Again, guys, if you're raised by your mama and don't have a daddy, or if your daddy was frigid, rigid, and out of his mind and not real, you're going to have a tendency to be like him, and then you're going to get with a woman that wants a real man and wondering why you're suffering. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, there's a lot. Let's continue to move on this. You have to allow her, gentlemen, to speak freely without interrupting her by nagging rejections. Now, we're going to spend a little time with this, brothers, because some of you don't know how to live with a woman. And some of you that's trying to out-talk your woman in an argument, you are out of your minds, brothers. You are out of your ever-loving mind. You will never win an argument with a woman when she's on a tirade to get her opinion over. Gentlemen, you must allow your wife or your fiance or your girlfriend, if you're thinking about marrying her, to speak freely. Don't ever interrupt her with your rejection of what she has to say. You have to sit there and let her finish her clause, her premise, her sentence, her thesis. Now, brethren, you're not intimidated by it because you're the man. And you love her. As a matter of fact, you're letting her speak because you want to know absolutely everything about her. You want to know what makes her ticks, what makes her angry, what exasperates her. In most of the cases, it's you guys. It's us guys that exasperate them. At least that's what Lucy told me. She would say on many occasions, John, I would say what? She says, you make me sick. Have you guys ever heard that expression before? Ah, there's a tone of familiarity with that. You make me sick. Why? Because I would naggingly reject her by interrupting her with words like, that's non-negotiable. Why didn't I let her finish? What's non-negotiable, Coleman? You didn't even let her finish. Now, the difficult thing is, brethren, when you are talking back to your woman like that, doing the same thing that she's doing, you see what happens? When you become a female in the exchange of communicative information, you are just as much as the cause of the disaster as she is. And that's why usually the conversation ends up in blows being passed between each other. They are throwing blows at each other, because they will not allow the other person to engage. Gentlemen, something else that you must realize about a woman is she wants you to look into her eyes as you speak. Guys, stop it. Stop it. It's a woman that you love. Didn't you look into her eyes when you proposed to her? Didn't you look into her eyes when you said you wanted to kiss her and wanted to be with her? Intimately? Weren't you looking in those eyes? Yeah, well, how come you're not looking in them now? She gave you 5 babies. Look in them now. What is it? Because you see hatred in those eyes, brothers? Did you cause the hatred? Did you spawn the disagreement? Is it something that you've done that was wrong? Come on, let's deal with this. If the Christian divorce rate is just as high as a non-Christian or higher in some degrees, it's because you won't look into her eyes. Look into her eyes when she speaks to you, brothers. Because when you look away, you know the message that you're sending her? I reject you. I don't want to look at you. I hate you. You make me sick. I won't look at you. she looking at me for? I want to look in the eyes of Sally at the job. Sally got some pretty eyes, some pretty thighs too. Yes, Sally, boy, look at Sally. Now I got to come home and look at you. Your jaw's all tight. And you know what, guys? When you got that disposition, when she's talking to you, the woman reads you immediately. Especially when you go, when you do like this, guys, when you go, huh. When you get that little grunt, you say, huh, you ain't even worth my time. Oh, I'm just being real with it. I've seen so much of this. I've seen this crap in church through church people. I was telling Mark Ramsey, I said, have you noticed that when I give studies like this that I have more people listening to me than they do when I give an exegetical verse by, and you notice I haven't used no Bible. Don't have to use no Bible. I'm dealing with these dispositions of so-called people that are saved, that have the Lord Jesus Christ living in them. Come on. Well, do I have to live my life the way you? No, you got to live it the way God intended you to live it. Please don't live it the way I want you to live it, because I want you to be single like me. You really want to know? I tell a guy now, I say, hey, man, why you want to get married if you're not willing to do all this? And that is why I will not remarry. Why? Because I don't want to look in no woman's eyes. I'm too old. I spent 34 years looking in Lucy's, loving it. And when her eyes closed in death, I have not seen another pair of eyeballs that are looking at me, that has loved me worthy enough for me to look back at them like that, because I see all this other mess in them, which I didn't see in Lucy, because she never displayed that to me. That's how you know you got the right person. And that's why we're dealing with it right now. Gentlemen, she wants you to answer each of her questions without hesitation. Each of them, without hesitating. She would say something like, where were you last night? I was at the gym. Are you sure that's the only place that you were there? Yes, I am. Let me give you guys a story. You guys will not believe this. It was during my early years of going to night school in junior college downtown. I worked in downtown LA, and they were giving some extension classes in some of the civil service, the county and city buildings. So I would work on a couple of unit classes downtown. I would leave my job at the police supply division, and before I'd come home, I'd stop downtown. I'd get off at around 5 o'clock. The classes started around 6:30, 7 o'clock. I'd study, go and get a little bite to eat, or eat the lunch that Lucy made for me, and I go to school. So I'm in the city hall taking a class down there, and I get home, and Lucy goes through my, she's looking through my satchel that I carry my books and everything in, and a note fell out. No, it wasn't the note. That's what I found in my satchel one night when I went to school. Somebody put a note in there telling me what they would like to do with me. A woman put a note in there. I just tore up the note and threw it away. But while I was at school one night, a female called and told my wife that I had left my underclothing at her house unintentionally. So this goes along with she wants him to answer each of her questions without hesitation. So I came home from Bible study. No. I came home from school that night. And because I was going to school two nights a week, and between that it was Bible studies and teachers meeting. Like two nights a week I'd go to school, and then on Tuesday night it was Bible study, and on Thursday night was teachers meeting. Well, she had gotten a call on Thursday night for teachers meeting, which was a Thursday, and my school nights were Monday and Wednesday. If you know anything about college, the classes are kind of mixed like that. So she said, John, a woman called and said that you left your underwear at her house. I said, is that right? When did I leave them there? And she said you left them last night. Yeah, because that was Wednesday, and I had gotten back from school on Wednesday night. And the night before that was Tuesday night. I got my nights mixed up. But I said, where was I last night, baby? And she paused. Lucy paused. And I said, well, you know I was at Bible study. And I wasn't at no woman's house. I said, what we have here is one of these women at the school that liked me because I was hard on a woman that would flirt with me. And I told that woman she was on her way to hell because I had a wedding ring on. And I would laugh at him and say, you hellbound heathen, I wouldn't get with you if you was the last person. That's what I'll say. I called her. I used some pretty feisty language. If you was the last person on the planet, I wouldn't get with you because I was loyal to my wife. And then she said, oh, yeah. Lucy said, oh, yeah. That's right. And I said, right, baby. And I told her, I said, I want to say something. Let me check my time. Yeah, I got 3 minutes. I said, let me say something to you. I said, you're going to have that because I reject women when they make a pass. So they're going to get my number. I don't know where she got my number from. I called my wife and said that. But I instantly answered her question, said I was in Bible study last night. And I said, what happened is that this sinner got her nights mixed up because she don't know how many nights I go to school. I just told her that I'm busy every night of the week but Friday. I didn't tell her where I went because she went, well, can you walk me to my car? I said, no, I'm busy every night of the week. I'm going home. I mean, see. And so she, well, he left his panties in my, like his pants, that is, like I go to her house. When you tell the truth, brethren, to your wife, you have absolutely nothing ever to fear from anyone that would lie on you. But when you are hesitant in telling the truth and trying to figure out what to answer before you answer, it is almost an evident token that there is something wrong somewhere. Now, when I continue, next time we're going to continue with what he needs to do the next time. As a matter of fact, I'll continue with that because the next time I'm meeting with two men for a webcast, and then we'll have this marriage discussion, and then I'll come back where I continue with what the man needs to do. All right? Thank you for listening to this hour. This is Pastor John, the 20-hour marriage counseling counselor. Can you sing hallelujah? Sing hallelujah. Now, you know what? Some of you can't sing it because you haven't been faithful. For the ladies as well as the men. Tell your friends about this series. All right, I've spoken enough. Let's party a little bit. Hallelujah.